Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. This is the last day before Easter for those people that celebrate Easter. This is Good Friday for those people that celebrate Good Friday. I am not Jewish, so I apologize for not knowing the Jewish correlation, or if you will, comparison. But I think it's the same week as Passover, so happy whatever for those people that celebrate anything. So with no disrespect, just ignorance, I'm not sure what you guys call it, but I know it's probably big. So it's kind of a special time where both holidays kind of fall around the same time. So it's a holy week. It's a holy week, and today is a good day, and many of you guys are probably going to be eating fish. So having said all of those things, we are here at 5 p.m. Eastern time with a good friend of ours. His name is Nick Cantos, and Nick is here with his dad, who, by the way, Nick is here. He's just showing up on time, as usual, and that's Ole. And I'm not going to turn Ole's microphone on just yet because I got to do a little bit of bragging about Nick and Ole Cantos. Several years ago, I received a phone call from Ole Cantos, who's, I'm going to call him the dad. And the dad, Ole Cantos, is an attorney over in Washington, D.C., and he's a good guy. And although being an attorney doesn't make him a good guy, being from Washington, D.C. doesn't make him a good guy. He's a good guy anyway. He's an MLM distributor, and we were talking about some stuff. We decided on doing a radio show, and the more I learned about Ole, the more I was intrigued with Ole, because besides being a good guy, he also happens to be blind, which is very interesting because I'm always interested in the challenges associated with that, particularly because I'm going blind. So, you know, part of it was selfish, I suppose, you know, to learn from the things that he was going through or the things that he does to be able to survive and thrive. And another thing is he had adopted three boys, triplets. I'm like, yikes, you better be an attorney because you're going to need a lot of money. Three boys, triplets. They were 16 at the time. And he might have to start robbing banks part-time just to be able to pay for the food, I was thinking. So anyway, so Nick and Leo and Steven are triplets. They also happen to be blind as well. So I was like, that was very interesting. Triplets and blind and 16 years old. I'm like, holy, check this out. Well, we started to do our radio show and documenting, if you will, their level of success through high school, part-time by building a home-based business, their experiences by using MLM products and experiences in the world as well. And we've been through a lot of things on Building Fortunes Radio. There have been a whole bunch of really cool experiences. But the ones that I am super proud of is Nick. And Nick's development on Building Fortunes Radio, you can document, because he started off a little shaky, you know, just as a 16-year-old kid. Now he's 21. He's in his third year of college. He's doing super-duper well. Just finished a 1,700-word paper, he told me, just before this radio show. So he's doing super-duper well. The boys themselves collectively as a group are also doing well. They were the first ever triplets that were blind that were also Eagle Scouts. So we're documenting all of their levels of success. We've been on presidential inauguration days. We've been in accidents with carts and hallways. We've had kids that were lost on a train on this radio show. We've had visual experiences. It's been a real slice, and it is one of my privileges and pleasures to introduce to our Building Fortunes Radio not only Nick, but also Ole Cantos, and I'm turning on Ole's microphone so he can stop me from gushing all over Ole Cantos. So, Ole, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome. And we've been through a lot.
Really?
We've been through a lot.
We have. We've been through a lot, and there's all sorts of just exciting things. did we already announce their board memberships and stuff? I don't remember.
No.
Nick, did we do that?
You sometimes are really good or suck at keeping secrets. We broke secrets here, on, and Nick has broke secrets here. We've had, this has been a really great show. Tune in. This stuff happened. So go ahead.
Wow. Well, a soft announcement is that Leo, Nick, and Steven have been to serve on a corporate board of advisors for a company that is expected to have a big time valuation if it all works out well in the next 5 years. And
nice.
So it's really exciting. It's called American Esports. And online gaming continues to be the way of the future, because the future is here now. And so they actually will be advising the president and CEO of this multimillion-dollar company about accessibility and how to work and serve the disability community. And so that's just exciting stuff. So I'm really happy for them. And, you know, they're just, their responsibilities are completely going to be different from mine in serving them. I've gotten ethics approval for mine too, you know, with doing different stuff, but they get to do all sorts of other things. So it's funny, we're going to be part of the same corporation,
wow,
but they're going to be doing things different from me. And there's actually it's really exciting with what's happening. And plus, the infrastructure is starting to come through. This is another development. Peter, I sent you by text. I don't know if you can, if it opens successfully, but if you can open what I just texted you, I just want to see if it works.
Okay.
Or if there are any technical issues.
By the way, I gotta just share this. For those people that weren't listening, Oli Kantos and the boys are blind, and they are dealing with video games, which kind of messes me up. I continuously think that this is like one big April Fool's joke, like for the last 7 years. Like, no, we can see. I'm like, how the hell are these guys being able to do this? And, like, that is just like, and the reason why I say this, I say it playfully, but seriously, when many people think about obstacles, like, well, they couldn't do that. There's a lot of things that you guys do every day that just is a great example of, wait a minute, this is not only real, but it's also symbolic in their world on what else can you do that you didn't think you could do because you placed your own limitations on yourself. So the idea that you guys are on a board or any relationship to a board of a video game just blow me away. You blow me away. Please, like, never tell me this was one big joke. Like, we did 7 years of radio shows, all those videos you put up on YouTube. No, Peter, we can see. We're just like Ashton Kutcher. This is a practical joke. All right, so let's see. I am on my phone. Yep, I see you. There you are. Oli Kantos. Looking good.
Okay, great. So I'm going to need your help in visually describing this. So for our radio audience, we have just launched a brand new way to reach us, and it's really, really cool, where we no longer have to say, text us at this number or go. I mean, we still use that, but it's all integrated into this thing now. So whenever people were to send, we used to say text Oli to 313131, but now that's not really necessary. Because here you get everything. And so Peter, if you could just describe just visually what this thing looks like, and then I'll help describe it after that.
Okay, so I didn't know what this was. So I click on this link, and it pulls up what looks almost like a device in a device.
Exactly.
So I'm on my phone, and it's got like buttons that look like buttons, as opposed to, like, they look like buttons on a phone. It looks like I am pushing buttons on a phone. And one of those buttons up on the top, like the screen of the phone, if you will, has like a slideshow of pictures of you and the boys. And then below that, it shows me buttons like call the office or call his mobile or send a text. And it looks like just a functioning phone. Hold on a second. I pushed on call mobile, but I wasn't sure what it was. Like, was this, are these buttons? And I clicked on it. There's another one that says send an email. There's another one that says visit website. There's another one that says support the boys. There's another button that says 2014 NPR story. So in essence, it looks like on the glass screen of your phone, there are buttons. So it's super duper duper easy to navigate. Like super duper duper easy to navigate. I'm just going to push on something. So I'm clicking on like ABC World and News Report. And when I'm clicking on that, I don't know what's going to go on.
If you have Facebook on your phone, it'll launch Facebook.
Okay, got it.
In that, it'll take you straight to. I don't know if it. See, this works. We're testing. You're our guinea pig because this is new.
Oh, okay. Well, I know the call function will work. I'm going to click on visit website. And it probably pulls it up in a browser, and it's probably my inability to understand how to use a phone is probably doing it wrong.
You literally should press it, and it should take you to the website, or you in this instance, then it would take you there.
Right.
Email, same thing.
I think that's what it's going to do. So it just – the bottom line is probably as easy as I've ever seen anything as far as, like, it's deceptively easy. Because the buttons are easy to read, they're easy to push. It looks like a device. It's like, okay, well, I push it over here, send them an email. I guess I'm going to be able to send them an email. Over here, I'm going to be able to see the ABC World and News Report. Over here, I'll be able to call them. So a button popped up with your phone number, I could push and start to dial. So it's a super duper easy tool. Sweet. This is cool.
Yep. So this is the next innovation, and we're working on other stuff besides. But here, people don't have, comes to whenever we send things out, people don't have to Google all over the place and try to sort of stumble on things. We've assembled and curated everybody's experience here so that they could reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. So our YouTube channel that we have is here, along with some really important news pieces at the national level that are also here. So you saw the NPR story. That one, if you tap that, then it'll take you to a place where you just hit the button to download. You just press that file thing, and then it'll start playing the original news piece that launched their big public lives at a national level. So
you mean our public life at a national level?
What was that, son?
You mean our, because you're part of it too.
Oh yeah, but you're the rock stars. I'm just supporting. I'm here to staff you. Love you, Nicole. Yeah, and so this is really cool. But the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because it also has, if you look further down, it also has buttons relating to our network marketing business.
Oh, crap. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. As you scroll down, there's a whole bunch of buttons I wasn't paying attention to. This is really neat.
And so now, instead of giving them a business card, you just text them this link, and then they, like what Peter just did, what you just did, Peter, it's just, there it is. It's all there, and it's all in the order we want it in. And this took a grand total of maybe 15 minutes to set up. And so in the same way,
you're kidding,
that,
right? Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. You just fill out a form and just submit, and it asks you what's your Facebook link, Twitter, etc. And then there's a separate section where you can customize different buttons. And so it's just really cool. So everything's in one place. And here's the best part about this resource. Let's say you press call mobile. If let's say I change my phone number, let's just use Nick as an example. Let's say this is Nick's in, it's called Infone. So let's say this is Nick's Infone information, and Nick has to change his number because of all the girls that are calling him. Nick, go out with me,
Yeah,
with me.
Right.
Then you know, and he has to like fend them off and like hire. We have to build a secondary business to pay for all the bodyguards that he needs the whole, 24/7. So
I don't know what
you're
talking about,
but
okay.
I'm talking about Nick Cantos. He's the one that's on here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He must be a very, very good guy.
Mister, I go out on dates all the time. You know. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't say that. I just know he goes out. He, you know, the boys, just full disclosure, they go out on dates way more than I do. They're the ones who are my advisory council for how do you go out with people, because I haven't gone out for a long time. But anyway, that's another whole other radio show. But so let's say
this info thing is like
I could break for a commercial. I could do a commercial for you, Oli. If you're looking for a date with a really nice guy who's got three kids that are really good kids, dial Oli.
Oh, that's right. Date Oli. That'll be a that could be a button. Except if it goes to certain other. I mean, I can't really target where that goes. So all sorts of people can call me, and
I'd
say, sorry, you shouldn't be pressing that button.
At least you'd have choices.
So
you'd have options.
So this thing gives you like all the information in one place, and that is pretty cool. I don't even know if my professor knows about this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
I've never seen it. This is one of the coolest designs I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the best part: if people work with us, we'll show you how to get it for free. And then on top of that, it's not even hard to get people anyway. And then so, if you're for our listening audience, if anybody wants to use this, just you can get your own, you know. And then you can set up your own buttons and customize it. You know, because everybody has a different set of resources. Some people have a lot of videos that they want to put up. Some people have less social media or more social media or stories. Like, we have sort of a combination. So for us, with this InPhone, we have multimedia. We have video on here. We have a radio piece. We have different posts. We have short things on here. It's just a whole variety. For people who want to work with us on our primary business that's here, to come into our businesses here, it's all just sitting right there. And so what I've already found is that when I send somebody my InPhone, and then they're looking at, because I, let's say they, my book is on here. Like, if you look, Peter, like the, oh yeah, we talked about the book before. But let's say I just send them and I say, hey, you want, I'll give you the book for free. It's on my InPhone. It's on the sixth row of the first column or whatever. And then so they just tap it, and then the PDF is right there. That's it, you know. And then they have the book. So it's all right there. And so what I love about it is it's customizable. You can, as long as there's, it's a web link, you can create a button for people to tap. And Nick likes pressing buttons, so this is perfect, you know. So, you know, and then when people get it, then they can customize it for their business. They can add their personal stuff on here, and they have that little banner at the top that's also customizable, that has pictures, and it has whatever logo. If you want to put up your business logo up there, well, of course, none of us put our business logos for our companies. But I mean, you know, let's say, or your distributorship or whatever your business is under, you can put that up there. You can just really, it's very, very versatile. And so all they have to do is go to, you go http://info.co/cantos. And so if you go there, then you'll see how it all works, and it's all self-explanatory. And so literally, I'll tell you the cost, because people are like, well, this must cost a lot. It's 41 cents a day. That's it. And then it's just like $150. It's nothing. It's literally like the cost of a Netflix subscription. And then you get 10 people who love this thing, and they get it for themselves, and yours is free. You know, so you can have this entire resource completely for free just by that. And plus, it's really practical. You could use it for the business. You could use it for all sorts of other purposes. You could use it basically as your electronic business card. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, if Nick, like with the example earlier, if Nick has to change his number because of all the women who call him, and with all the guards that still people still get through, then his number can change, And when he changes it, and then in the future, people who have his iPhone on their phone, if they still tap it, then it'll still go to him. So none of the women who try to hound him will ever have to worry about ever losing Nick, because wherever he goes, that number, even if he changes the number, can follow him. So there's also a calendar feature we haven't added yet, but we're going to have an online calendar, so now people can book appointments with us, and then we'll set that up. That's all on the iPhone,
I have no idea about this whatsoever. So.
Yeah, well, I figured we have a tradition to go breaking news on here, so just figured, hey, this will be a fun time to talk about it on here, because this is just a few days old for us, you know, and so it's just
super magnificent. Other people don't have.
No, yeah, it's just brand new. This is the time to do it, because this is not an MLM business like what we all have, which is what the audience is for this, but you can use it for MLM and traditional businesses. You know, there's all sorts of stuff that you can do with it. So I just wanted to add that as a way to share a practical resource with you all that can really, really, really help you. You can even, for those of you with larger organizations, you can even have all of your team get an iPhone, and then that already will help cover for yours. But plus, imagine as they leverage this to build their businesses bigger and faster, then it pays for itself anyway. So, it's just super, super exciting stuff. And so wanted to make sure to share that with everybody. So with that, let's go to a break, and then we'll have other stuff on the other side.
We will be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles and Nick Cantos and Oli Cantos here. And for all those people listening in, and only when you give people the URL, make it an HTTPS because it's secure. So it's https://infone.co/Cantos. So infone, like you're seeing an application in a phone, .co, not .com, /Cantos, but it's secure, HTTPS. Okay, so Oli, good stuff. What's next?
And now for the highlight of the show, Dating Secrets by Nick Cantos. In this segment, Nick will describe to us the key steps for dating appropriately.
You know what it is with my dad, though? He gives me too much credit. You know?
I couldn't help it. I can't do it anymore.
this is what makes my dad funny, you know?
And then in this part, we'll have like testimonials. Like, I followed Nick's secrets, and they can't stay away from me.
Something like that. Yeah, man.
Which parts of this is true? Which parts of this is true, Nick? Yeah.
Nick, how many? Well, anyway.
Is it somewhere between like one and a few dozen?
Oh, anyway.
Is it between one and a few dozen?
That was my freshman and sophomore year.
What year are you this year in school?
My junior.
See?
About to be a senior too, huh?
See, so you're it's because of the pandemic that all of these dates are going to. if any of your dates were on here, they'll say, I know what you want to give me. You want to give me a hug. And then that's it. It's
speaking
over.
About the pandemic, though, there is good
can
news.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Can I interrupt? Oli, if your son was dating multiple girls at the same time and neither of them knew, you're not helping. You're not helping.
Neither of them.
Oh,
I could only
for
handle one
who
of
them. We're just kidding.
April Fools. This is our April Fools.
Yeah, on April 2nd. Yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah. We're just kidding. But that's the best part about the show is we can have fun and you know talk about you know stuff that actually helps people at the same time. You know that's what I like
right.
about this thing.
And since I'm going to help Nick, since Nick has never dated more than one girl at a time, everything that you heard from Oli was just for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I needed a
good
example
try,
for the, for the new
you.
Launch today. You know, we needed to have something flashy and something really,
right.
you know, something that really pops. So that's like,
keep
oh,
their
this
attention.
Is perfect.
Keep their attention.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Since we're not doing video.
So,
wow. I mean, I can't even believe this technology. That's cool. I had no idea.
Well,
yeah,
we believe it or not, we only have about 2 minutes left. So we'll let Nick off easy. We'll be back sometime in the future with Nick's dating secrets. But for right now, so Oli, actually we'll do this. We'll let Nick walk us out of this radio show with contact information. So if you want to get in touch with Nick or Oli, how would you do that?
Okay. So thank you very much for listening to this show. This is a very fun experience. I've always enjoyed doing this. So, but if you want to get into contact with my dad and by extension our family, website is https://infone.co/cantos. It didn't take long to memorize it either.
That's easy, yep. Perfect. And that's excellent information. And for those people listening in, if you go to buildingforcesradio.com/Oli, you'll be able to hear this radio show as well as previous radio shows where we spoke about a whole bunch of stuff related to the business as well. So, Oli, thanks for being here. Happy Easter. I think you guys probably celebrate Easter. So happy Easter for those people that are celebrating Easter, Good Friday, Happy Good Friday, all that sort of stuff. And thanks for being here. Have a little bit of fun with us. And, Oli, thanks for bringing this wonderful tool. So make sure people check them out. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Oli, you'll be able to hear that. And if Nick needs me to call back, or if Nick needs to call me back and have me edit and any of this stuff that his dad said, because now he's in extremely hot water with any possibility of any one of those multiple girls, you can always call me back. We will edit this out. We'll see you next
strategy
time.
For-
That's
I love
it.
The 21.
We'll see you next time on Building Fortunes. We'll see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Whoops, I'm kind of pushing buttons, but not pushing buttons here. Hold on one second. We'll see you next time. Where is it? Come on. Hold on one second. On Building Fortunes Radio, please. Where is my exit? Happy Easter, everybody. Catch you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.